It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. We read that Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and many people were crowding him. So he stood by the lake, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, because the fishermen went home, and some of them were cleaning their nets. Then the word of God says he entered into one of the ships that was belonged to Simon Peter, and he requested Peter that he would thrust out the little from the land. That means he said, okay, Peter, take this boat and take it away from the land because people are crowding me. So he took the boat a little bit further from the land so the people could not come close to him. They could only listen his preaching. When he finished preaching, he says to the Simon Peter, now you take your boat a little bit deeper and let down your nets for a draught. And Peter said to Jesus Christ, whole night we worked hard and we could not find one single fish. The Peter says, at thy word I will let down the net. Peter was the fisherman. He could have asked Jesus Christ, or he could have said to Jesus Christ, you don't know anything about fishing. We already whole night were looking for fish. We could not find one. And how can you tell me that there is a fish right now? Jesus said, put it in a deeper water. Here Jesus Christ wanted to teach the lesson to Peter and other fishermen. If you obey the commandment of God or obey the word of God, you will be blessed. If Jesus says there is a fish, and if he says put it in the deeper water, I will do it. And as soon as he obeyed the word of God, and they found a multitude of fish. And they called their partners. And their partners were James and John. When you say they had partners, means these people had a big business. But that day, they could not find any fish as soon as they obey the word of God or obey Jesus Christ. They called other fishermen. All of them filled their boats or their ships with the fish, and the boats began to sink. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, that I am a sinful man, O Lord. That means he was not telling Jesus, get out of my boat or get out of my ship. he was saying, I am not worthy to be with you. I am a sinner. The word of God says, because he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. That means they never got this much fish in their life. Not only Peter, but James and John, they also got all the fish. Jesus Christ said to them, fear not, from henceforth you shall catch the men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus Christ. But when they saw Jesus Christ is a miracle working God, and he can change our lives, and we are working for this food and this business, but one day we are going to perish and we are going to go to hell. But we are going to follow the Lord. And Jesus Christ said, you know how to catch fish. Don't be afraid. I will give you the power and you are going to catch men. That means you are going to bring the man to the kingdom of God. And Peter liked that. And Peter, James, and John, they gave up their fishing business and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. They stayed with Jesus Christ and they learned from him and they grew in the grace and the knowledge of God. Dear friends, are you working hard? What Jesus Christ is saying. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Look at these disciples, fishermen, left everything and followed Jesus Christ. And the word of God said they did not have any lacking for food or clothing or money or anything. Even though when Jesus Christ sent them two by two to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, do not even take money in your pocket. And God supplied their needs. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm not telling you to give up your jobs and follow the Lord. What I'm trying to say, whatever you are doing, and if God is not in it, your business, your life is useless. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. The worldly people, the people who do not have God, they are working for money. They are going after money. But the word of God says, put Jesus first in your life and he will supply your needs. There is nothing impossible with God. If you tried everything and you still feel empty, void, lacking, what you need Jesus. Jesus Christ is going to come and change your life. If there is sickness, disease, or any other problem, let's bring it to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you gave your life to Jesus Christ, and if you ask forgiveness of your sins are forgiven, and your name is written in heaven, you are a child of God. Now you do not have to live like a beggar. You are the King's children. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And whatever is belong to God is belong to you. God wants to make you healthy and wealthy and prosperous. So you will be blessing to others. I'm going to pray for you. Touch your hand on your body or someone needs prayer. And let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Lord Jesus, you supplied all the needs of these fishermen, and you're going to supply our needs. Touch the hearts of the people. If there is any sickness, any weakness in their body, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. If the doctor told them there is nothing they can do, but Jesus Christ never lost the case, you're going to supply all our needs. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. If you believe that Jesus Christ touched you and healed you, and when you find out that you are completely healed by the power of God, go to church, testify, tell others what God has done. You will never be the same. God is going to use you mightily for the glory of God. And if you have a calling on your life to serve the Lord, or you promise God that you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. The Word of God says, forsake all and follow me. When Jesus Christ called me, I gave up everything and followed the Lord. Since 1956 until today, I never complained that I had some lacking in my life. He supplied all my needs. I am not sick. I am not lacking anything. I am serving the Lord and rejoicing every minute of it. That's why I'm here, to help you. Call upon Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. Use me for your glory. And he will do it for the glory of God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.